day. Is Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge,
your hometown voice.
And now your host, the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith.
This is Jeff Smith. I am the Rogue announcer, and welcome to Rogue Talk for February 17th, 2017. And we've got another great show planned for you today. And my featured guest today is Paula Barrow-Wright from Rogue River Junior Senior High School. And we're going to have a good time today. Me and Paula have become fast friends. We don't, not like we hang out or anything. We haven't even known each other that long, but we share a similar sense of humor. So we enjoy to being around one another. So we're going to have a good time with her today. But before we get to that, a couple of things of interest here around town and around the school. I just found this on Facebook just before we started the show. Friend of the show, Michael Howard from the Rogue River FFA program, was awarded a $2,000 scholarship from the Oregon Hunters Association. I haven't even had a chance to watch the video, but if you'd like to see that video, and I'll be doing that after the show today, go to the Rogue River Junior Senior High School Facebook page, and there's a video posted there of Michael winning that award. So we want to give a shout out to Michael for that. Of course, he's been on the show before and is heavily involved in the FFA program at the high school. Also, something we've been talking about the last couple of weeks after a very stressful week of worrying by pretty much everybody involved, the Miss Rogue River Crab Dinner went off to a great success on last Saturday. That was held at the Live Oak Grange. And I don't have exact numbers to give, but I've been told by the directors that we collected enough money to pay for all of this year's scholarships, which is the reason we do that fundraiser, is to have enough money to give all of those talented young ladies their scholarships that they are trying to earn by their participation in the process and in the pageant. So good job to the scholarship committee there for the Miss Rogue River pageant for putting on another great event. Also, I wanted to let you know that the next cleanup for the Weimer Beautification Group is tentatively scheduled for March 4th. I tried to get some confirmation on that before the show. Wasn't able to do that, but that is penciled in right now for March 4th. When I have some more information on that, of course, we'll share it right here on Rogue Talk. And I also hope to have Deborah Schnicker, the founder of that Weimer Beautification Group, on the show. We've been trying to get her on for a while, and due to illness, both for her and for I, and then because of Snowpocalypse 2017, we haven't gotten that done yet. But we're gonna try and get that scheduled here, hopefully right before the next cleanup. So I'll keep you posted on that. Another friend of the show, Sam Henricks, has her coronation as the 2017 Miss NPRA coming up tomorrow. We've been talking about this on Rogue Talk ever since we had Sam on the show, and the day is finally here. The event is at the Josephine County Fairgrounds. It'll start at 5:30 with dinner served at 6:30, and then following dinner there will be the coronation ceremony. There'll be an auction and a dance. Tickets are available at the door. $20 for adults, $15 for family members, and also $15 for children under 12. So get out there and support Sam at her coronation, and we look forward to her serving the next year as Miss NPRA. So now moving over to Rogue River High School sports, in a couple of games that we had right here on 94.3 The Bridge, the basketball teams last Saturday headed to St. Mary's High School, And unfortunately, both teams were on the losing end. The boys got down by 10 early and finally lost with a final score of 53-32. And the girls' score was 47-13. And, of course, I was not there for those games because I was at the crab dinner for the Miss Rogue River Scholarship Pageant. But I want to thank Pastor Evan Gigline and also my son, the Rogue Talk mascot, Cameron Smith, for filling in on the radio. We hope you enjoyed those broadcasts. I know they both enjoyed doing that, and so I wanted to give them a thank you, and a thank you to both the basketball teams. It's been a fun season covering all of the games this year, and we look forward to next season with the teams only getting better and better. And finally, the wrestlers, with a much depleted roster, had their last two dual matches of the season, and they only were able to have three wrestlers in one of the duels and four in the other duel, and they lost to both Glide and Cascade Christian. But more importantly for the wrestling team, the district tournament is coming up, and we'll mention that in the final segment today. And so that's all the announcements that I had for you today. And I would like to mention a couple of things related to the show. And I've mentioned this before, but we'll put it out there again. Rogue Talk is always looking for underwriters to help defer some of the costs of the station putting my show on for me. And so if you're interested in underwriting Rogue Talk, you can get a hold of me either by email at feedback@943thebridge.com. Once again, that's feedback@943thebridge.com. Or you can send me a message on the Rogue Talk Facebook page. And that's always a good way to get a hold of me there. I spend a lot of time on Facebook doing a lot of show prep on there, as well as just enjoying interacting with all my friends. And so you can get a hold of me there. The cost of entry to be a underwriter on Rogue Talk is very cheap. So if you're looking for some local advertising, you'll get a lot of Facebook promotion as an underwriter. And I make sure to get those out, not only on the Rogue Talk page, but on my personal page. And depending on the guest, the reach of those posts has been pretty strong. So it's a good opportunity to get your name out there. So if you're interested in that, you can contact me here. Also, if anybody would like to call the show and talk to Paula today, you can do that at 541-299-0498. And once again, that's 299-0498. 541 is the area code. And anyone coming on the show today, I do have some more tickets available. If you're a local caller, I have tickets available for Martin Luther, The Idea That Changed the World. That's coming up on March 16th. That'll be in Grants Pass. And I will put you on the reserve list, and we will get those to you as soon as we have them in our hands here at the station. So anyone that calls in today, I've got some more pairs of tickets I can give away for that. So that's all I've got for you for this first segment. So when we come back, we will be talking to Paula Wright from the Rogue River Junior Senior High School. Don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Radio without all that junk. You're listening to 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with your NBA action yesterday. Just two games as we hit the All-Star break. The Wizards got the better of Indiana, 111-98. Wizards head coach Scott Brooks.
I thought our focus was good from the start. Our passing, our defensive intensity was good. We knew we had to come in there and play a good basketball game, and we did. You know, we wanted to finish this first half strong.
That's where Chicago beat Boston 104-103. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Ottawa blank New Jersey 3-0. Islanders 4, Rangers 2. Pittsburgh needed overtime to edge the Jets 4-3. Sabres 2, Colorado 0. Blues over Vancouver 4-3. Minnesota beat Dallas 3-1. It was the Oilers 6 and the Flyers 3. Arizona stopped the Kings by a 5-3 score. AP Top 25 College Hoop, number 1 Gonzaga wins again over San Francisco. This is SRN Sports. More college basketball scores. Number 5, Arizona down Washington State 78-59. Number 7, Oregon over Utah 79-61. Number 11, Wisconsin upset by Michigan 64-58. North Carolina State has decided the men's basketball team needs a new head coach. Mark Gottfried has been told he will not be coming back for a 7th season, although he will finish the current campaign with the Wolfpack. The decision announced today after North Carolina State absorbed a 24-point loss to 10th-ranked North Carolina. The Wolfpack have dropped their last 6 games to fall to 14-13. Major League Baseball news. Washington Nationals ace Max Scherzer dealing with pain from a broken knuckle on his pitching hand. The club says the injury arose late last year. Nats manager Dusty Baker says the team is making plans in case the reigning National League Cy Young Award winner is not ready for opening day. Scherzer says the injury is to the bottom knuckle on his ring finger. This is SRN Sports.
Hello, Kubo. What have you got planned for today?
Come on, this way.
Adventure can be found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk. And now joining me in the studio, I've been looking forward to this interview for a while. We've been joking back and forth for a couple of months about getting Paula on the air. And I finally got it done here. And we were also joking during the break there that I had made a point to myself to ask her how to pronounce her maiden name. And of course, I messed it up because I forgot to ask her. So I want to welcome to the show Paula Barrow-Wright. Welcome to Rogue Talk, Paula.
Welcome. Thank you, Jeff, for having me finally. Yay!
Yay, absolutely. Well, I just want to use this as a chance to get to know you a little better. As I mentioned, we've kind of become fast friends, but we don't hang out or anything, so we don't know each other that well, but we have fun together when we're at the school together. So we're just going to kind of get to know one another here and have a good time. So why don't we start at the very start? I saw on your bio that you were born in California, as was I. How long have you been a Rogue River resident?
I've been here since the year 2000, and I was born in Atascadero, California, also known as Mudhole, if you translate it.
That sounds about right. Yes, I grew up in Santa Rosa, so I'm pretty familiar with most of California. In fact, I've been in Oregon for over 15 years, and I still feel like I don't know anything about the state. So,
yeah, I still butcher a lot of the names in Oregon. So.
Yeah, I've been trying to get better, especially doing the sports on the radio. I have to learn the school names and pronounce them properly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know you're married and you have a family. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, let's see. Wow, I married my high school sweetheart. I've been married for 33 years. I have 3 kiddos, like you said. Oldest is a girl. I won't say her age because she'll strangle me. And then 2 boys, and they're all great. 2 of them graduated from Rogue River High School. So that's awesome. Yay, Chieftains.
Yay.
And they're great. They're all doing well. You know, one went and served our country and very proud of him, but I'm proud of them all.
Yeah, of course.
I was a young bride and young mom, and but I'm still standing.
Well, see, you have a lot in common with my wife because she married her high school sweetheart. We were 5 years apart in school. We're only 3.5 years different, but 5 years in school. Right. So I was her high school sweetheart, but she wasn't mine. I was already out of school. and we have two of our three that have graduated from Rogue River. One more to go. In fact, you probably get to put up with him a little bit.
I do. Nah, he's good. He's great.
We talk about him a lot on the show, and he's our unofficial mascot. In fact, he picked football games all since the end of the summer, all until the last couple of weeks, and we've been having a lot of fun with that. In fact, I wish it was still football season because I'd love to have you pick games against him.
That will be awesome. That'll something we'll have to do next year. Does he do now? Does he do March Madness brackets?
We may do that. When the tournament's coming up, we'll probably, because we both compete with one another on the brackets on one of the probably, I think it's ESPN that does an app that you can use, and he destroyed me last year, so I'm looking for some revenge. So yeah, we'll have to get him in here for the brackets. That'll be a lot of fun.
That would be fun.
So you work for the school, and you've had a couple of different jobs at the school. Let's talk about what are the different things you've done at the school, and what are you doing right now?
I started in Rogue River as a one-to-one special ed assistant to students, and as those students leave, then I got started just being a SPED assistant, so working with all kids out in the classrooms. I've been doing that for 16 years, and this year kind of changed it up a little bit, doing paperwork, and then changed it a little bit more. Now I'm the athletic secretary / SPED paperwork assistant, which I really like because I really love sports, and that's kind of like where my heart lies.
So they doubled your pay for that, right?
Not so much. double workload, it feels like some days, but it's all good.
Yeah, so you're working under Tom then a little bit.
Yep.
We've had Tom on the show, of course, talking about Tom Grimes, the vice principal and the athletic director, correct?
Yes.
And so, and it's funny when you take a job like, well, both of those jobs really, you can imagine that the opinions can vary greatly. What's been your working on the athletic side? What has your experience been like working with Tom as the new athletic director?
So far, it's been great. We're just kind of getting to know each other, and we both kind of seem to have the same sense of humor that you and I both share as well. So that's good because I can joke with him, and he knows that I am actually joking. And just learning, okay, what it is I need to do to make things run smoothly for him. So it's been a learning curve, and just learning everything also in the office, because I have to cover for those ladies as well, and they've been great about helping me figure things out, how to answer this ridiculous phone system, you name it, 100 million things. They've been great about helping me out. So I'm just loving it, and, you know, the kind of athletics kind of goes right along in line with that booster club piece too.
Yeah, and we're going to get to that for sure, because that's actually how we know one another, is basically because of the booster club. And so as his assistant on the athletic side, I can blame you for the scheduling changes and things that have been.
You can certainly try. Sure, why not?
Well, we'll get Tom back on the show and find out what the real truth
get
is.
Get us both in here together. We'll see.
That would be a good show. I can assure you. And I think the thing I like with Tom coming in is he's brought a lot of new ideas that are actually, a lot of them are old ideas, but mm-hmm. that. Things that we've kind of gotten away from in the schools, and it, at least for Rogue River, I think it's given a fresh perspective to some of the things that he does, and so we like having him here, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I do.
For sure. So, well, that's good. Now, let's move back to what you're doing, and you've worked in the special ed program, so, of course, at the beginning of the year, you started out just with that job, and then you got the other job of assisting Tom on the athletic director side of his job. So you've gotten to work with my daughter, Katarina. How has that worked out?
You know... She is awesome. I don't really see her that often because she's out and about doing the things like I used to do. So she comes to me once in a while for advice, and I try and give it to her straight because that's pretty much the only way I know how to give it. And she's been great. I think she's a perfect fit there. I mean, sometimes people mistake her for one of the students.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, which I have a lot of fun with, by the way.
yeah, but I think she's fitting in great, and I think she enjoys it.
I think she
smiles a lot when I see her, so.
I think she is, too, but the one thing you said that confirmed what I was thinking was that you've been able to give it to her straight as far as when she's got a problem or whatever, and because she had mentioned to me, I told her you were going to be on the show, and she had mentioned that, you know, one day having an issue, and she can go to you, and you just tell her, you're fine. You're okay.
Yeah,
you can do this. You don't need to worry about that.
Yeah,
you'll be fine. And so that's, I knew that's something that she's really enjoyed working with you, because you, every time she feels like, you know, the school is caving in on her, you've told her, hey, just go do your job. You'll be fine.
that's fine. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. No, she's great. I love having her there.
Well, that's good. And I know, I knew she was liking having you as someone she can bounce those problems off and get the straight answer. So I'm not surprised by that. I, from what I know so far, getting to know you, definitely not afraid to tell it like it is. No beating around the bush. And that's how I try and be, although some issues sometimes you might... I probably stay out of it so that I don't, so I'm not straight about it.
There's plenty of times when you just have to bite your tongue and cheek or whatever. It's like, okay, you know, that comes with age too. It's like, when do I do that? Yeah, you should have seen all the warnings I got. You on live radio? Is Jeff crazy?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that, because we've had quite a bit of fun on Facebook with Kelly Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
And I got myself into a little trouble. I had a group of the drama students on here before the first show of the year. They came in and talked to me, and I made the mistake of really jokingly saying, well, let's get the dirt on Miss Gibson. What do you guys... And I don't know how much you know about drama kids, but they apparently are a lot like you. They'll tell it like it is. So I got myself into a little trouble there. But since we brought that up and kind of the fun we've been having, it seems that you and Kelly Gibson really have kind of a mutual admiration society going on together. Just tell me about your relationship with her, because we've talked about it on the show before here. I just think she's a neat, neat teacher to have. But it seems like you guys have become kind of friends, at least within the school environment. So tell me a little bit about that relationship.
Oh, Kelly's great. Working in her classroom is probably one of the easiest assignments as an assistant to have, because it's, you know, it's laid out. She walks the kids through it. I mean, all kids, walks them all through it. And, you know, it makes it easy for the assistants, makes it easy for the students, you know, if they would just actually do it. And so it's great. And her and I have got to know each other pretty well. And we like to give each other bad times only because, you know, I'm a Patriots and she's a Broncos, you know.
Oh.
So we give each other a bad time about those certain things. But she's great to work with. Great, you know. My kid, one of my youngest, had her as a teacher. So that's great. That great relationship she has with all of her former students is awesome. And the current students. Yeah, and she's just like a big mother, you know.
Yeah.
And they all respect her, you know. And it's really awesome to see the kids respond to adults like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it's great to have those relationships in your working environment where you get along, you know, with, because there's always been, I mean, we've all had situations where there's coworkers that we just don't get along with. So, And you may even have that now. I mean, I don't have coworkers. I work alone, but I've had coworkers in the past where there's just some days that it takes all the strength you've got not to not to throttle them. But it's nice to have someone like that that you can go to and feel like world is not collapsing on you.
Well, if nothing else, when you work in special ed, you've learned patience. So 17 years of that. You learn patience, so, you know, and you don't know where the person's coming from. And so you that's one thing you learn. And but some days that patience is gone.
Yeah, and, you know, and it's funny you come back to the special ed because when Kat got the job at the school and she told me what she was going to be doing, I told her about my experience in high school, and I don't think I've told this story on the show before. If I have, I apologize, but you're going to hear it again. When I was in high school, I needed one, my senior year, I needed one more elective. I was doing work experience at the end of the day. So at lunchtime, I was done at school. But I needed one more elective. And there was a teacher I really, really liked, and he happened to run the special ed program. And so I got to be a TA in that class. And I learned a couple of things. One, what you mentioned about, you know, it takes a lot of patience because you're dealing with students that are in there for all different reasons. They're not, I mean, there were some with some really serious disabilities and others that were there just because they struggled maybe in one subject. Mm-hmm. I think today is it an IEP? Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. So there were students like that, but there was also students with, you know, pretty severe emotional problems and that. And it was the best class I had all through high school. I had the most fun getting to know those kids. And it's kind of like how I see you in a funny way, because you're very straightforward and very direct. We have a ton of fun joking around, but when it comes to a serious subject, you know, you're direct, you don't beat around the bush. And that's the way a lot of these kids are. They don't have, their mind isn't always super complex, and so everything they say is genuine, and that, to me, that was such a cool experience as a high school student. Do you have that same feeling working as an adult in that program?
Sure, yeah. A lot of the kids, you know, they've had adults in their past, I mean, let them down, lie to them. And all they want is somebody to be straight with them. And that's something I can guarantee you them I'm always will be. If you're doing great, I'm going to tell you you're doing great. If you're doing not so great, I'm going to tell you you're not doing so great. Maybe not in those exact words, but they know where they stand with me. And they know that they can come to me and they can trust me. And I will try and deal with whatever it is they're dealing with. And, you know, the greatest success is just having a kid walk across that stage and get a diploma, then you know you've done your job.
I concur completely. I look back, we took an end of the year trip with the class, and we went to, at the time it was Marine World in Vallejo, and now they've got rides and all that. At this mm-hmm. time it was just the animals and stuff, but I mean, that was more fun to me than my grad night trip or any of the other trips we had taken, because these kids, you know, you always look for genuine friendships, and these kids couldn't be anything else but genuine. That was all they knew how to do. And I think it was because, like you said, they'd been let down before, and they treasured genuine friendship and genuine mentorship. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was great. So when Kat told me she was going to be working in that program, I says, wow, not only do you get to work with Paula, who's awesome, but you know, working in the special ed, I think is a great experience. And
I love working with the special ed department. It's love the kids, you know, and I do miss that now that I'm only doing paperwork and I'm not out in the classrooms, you know. I do miss the kids, you know, but you know, I still harass him in the hallway. Are you doing your homework? Are you sure? Are you caught up? How are your grades? You know, I can check, you know, so I'm still checking in on a few of them.
Yeah, and that's good. And has your experience been the same as what I saw in my 1 year? That is, your program have a whole range of kids with completely different needs.
Yep. Yeah. Every kid, you know, that's they're not cookie cutter kids, you know. And what the way they learn is completely different from individual to individual. So what works with one student may not work with another student. So you've got to try and find a road in with that kid that's going to work so they can succeed. And so far I've been pretty good at that.
Yeah. Well, and it seems like the programs in our school has been a success, and I'm sure you have a lot to do with that. So,
well, thanks.
I think that's great. So let's move back over to the Booster Club. How long have you been involved with the Booster Club at the high school?
This is only my fourth year, believe it or not, Jeff, with the Booster Club. It's been around a long time, and Dave Marlin and Carla Regals and Carla Bowers, they kept that thing going, and, you know, kudos to them because they were it. They were doing a lot of work for that club.
They were. And then the club kind of made a transition in the last couple of years. And one thing that was a positive, I think, that's come out of that is the jobs have been distributed to more people to make it a little easier. Because like you mentioned, Carla and Dave, at least from what I remember, and I haven't been an involved member of the club. I've been in the club for many, many years because I was operating the scoreboard. So, of course, I dealt with Dave Marlin for all those years. And they were taking on just a ton of the work. But the club in the last couple of years, we've expanded it. Mm-hmm. And, again, I think the duties have been spread out a little more evenly so that it's not such a burden for any one person. But you've taken on one of those roles. Tell us about your role the last couple of years in the Booster Club.
So when I joined the Booster Club 4 years ago, I discovered that there were only 13 members in the Booster Club, and I was number 13. I always said lucky number 13. and I was amazed at how do you have a Booster Club with 13 people and only three or four people doing everything? So I decided, I asked them, is there such a position as, you know, membership person, you know? And they said, sure, and you're it. And I'm like, okay, I can do that. So the first year, the goal was to sign up 100 new boosters, and I was able to get it to 127. So that's awesome. And then just kept building on that each year, more ideas, getting a Facebook page, getting our email address, just keep adding and adding, and then bringing more and more people in. And now we've got a great group of leadership, yeah, and more positions, more people volunteering. We still need more active members because now as we're expanding and building, you know, we're taking in more work, but it's great. I think we're up to... This year we're at 174, and we have like 75 members who haven't renewed yet. So I'm hoping to reach my goal of 250 this year.
Well, I think we can do it. And since we're talking about that, let's go ahead and talk about how people can help. I did see one of your recent posts. There was a question asked, and I almost answered it for you when I saw it, and I thought, no, I'll let Paula take care of that. But the price to join the Booster Club is, it covers your whole family, is $10, and that doesn't get you anything per se. That's your membership dues. Although we do some booster events throughout the year that you get to be a part of. You get free admission to the Booster Club night during the basketball season. We have food usually at that event. This year we had some giveaways. So there is some advantages, but really you're supporting the athletic programs at the high school. Is that right?
That's correct. The $10 covers an entire family. You know, I look at it as two fancy Starbucks coffees. But that $10, your $10, everybody's $10, you know, 200 members, that's $2,000. And you can buy uniforms, you can buy equipment. Last year we were able to give, you know, over $5,500 towards our new bleachers, which are awesome. So all those $10 checks add up. So, yeah, it doesn't get you into the games free. Sorry. I tried, but no. But I look at it as, you know, 10 bucks well spent to keep a kid involved in sports and off, you know, doing things that are not that great for them.
Yes, yes. And I'm, you know, I've been involved with the sports programs for almost every year that I've lived here. And so I am definitely a supporter of the Booster Club. But the other thing you got that people need to look at is that money is not the only money we take in, but it's kind of the base. It's the seed money that gives you, you know, I know from participating with the Miss Rogue River pageant, when we put on the crab dinner, the money we put out to buy all the supplies and the food and whatnot, that, of course, we hope to get more than what we put out coming back in. But you need that money to do the things you're doing so that you can do your fundraising and whatever. You know, those things, they cost money.
They do. Yeah.
And so it's a great program. It's a cheap and easy way to help out the athletic programs at the school. I would encourage anybody to get involved. Go on to Facebook, and there is a Facebook page for now. Do we have a public page for the Booster Club yet, or is it just the private?
Right now it's open.
It is an open group.
It is open. It will be closing to just members here shortly. They can also email us and get information. They can stop by the school. I'm always around.
So if you're searching for ways to get a hold of Paula and join the Booster Club, and maybe you're not online or you don't use Facebook, you can always contact me here. I'll give you the email again. It's feedback@943thebridge.com, and put Rogue Talk on the subject line. You can email me. Now, of course, if you don't even have a computer, the only thing I can suggest is you can call in the show. 541-299-0498. I don't have to put you on the air, but if you need some information, call during the show and we'll put you on hold and get to you during a break. And you can also call the school, of course. I don't have that number in front of me, and I don't know if Paula knows it off the top of her head. But,
oh, of course.
I didn't think so, but I should have looked that up. But you can always look that up. Call the school, and they'll get you in touch with Paula and get you signed up for the Booster Club. It's a great thing to be a part of, and we want Paula, not just for Paula, but for the whole school. We want her to meet that goal of 250 members this year, and I think we can do it.
I hope so.
So we're about to hit a break here. If you can stay, I'd like to talk to you some more. Of course, Paula also has a business I wanted to talk about today, so we can get into that a little bit if you can hang around.
Oh, sure, I'd love to.
All right, so we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll have more with Paula Wright. Don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A powerful Pacific storm is drenching southern and central California. Wind-driven heavy rains have triggered calls for evacuations, caused damage, and disrupted travel and outdoor events. There have been some injuries from falling trees. Officials are warning there is the potential for mudslides and debris flows. The Kremlin is denying that it has grown frustrated with the lack of progress in improving relations with Washington under President Donald Trump. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says it's too early to say what course Russia-U.S. ties will take. Peskov says the Kremlin never wore rose-tinted glasses or had any illusions and is therefore not disappointed. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 4 points to a record 20,624. The Nasdaq rose 24, the S&P advanced 4, and crude oil up 4 cents to $53.40 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
Keeping you informed, giving you the good news. You're listening to 94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice.
Oh, I wish there was a way to find out what events are going on in Rogue River.
There is.
There is?
Yeah, the website for 94.3 The Bridge.
They have Rogue River events on their website?
Yeah, for Gold Hill, Weimar, and Grants Pass, too. You can even submit your own event for everyone in town to see. And if it's on the website, they automatically talk about it on the radio, too.
That's awesome. What's the address to this site?
It's 943thebridge.com.
N-I-N...
No. Just type the numbers. 943thebridge.com.
Oh, 943thebridge.com. Hey, look, they have the latest local news on there, too.
They have everything on there. 943thebridge.com.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Dennis Crowley.
United Auto Workers Union is preparing an ad campaign that urges people to buy U.S.-made vehicles as it tries to tap into feelings of nationalism elevated by President Trump's election. UAW officials say the union is in discussions about the ads. Union officials say the ads could be similar to a 1970s garment workers campaign with a jingle that told people to look for the union label. Food could be making a comeback in the U.S. economy class on all airlines. For many years, passengers have had to bring their own meals or make do with pretzels and peanuts. Delta Airlines says it will begin serving meals to all passengers on 12 long-haul routes over the next several weeks. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 8 points with business.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk. And before we get back to talking with Paula Wright, I wanted to mention the only upcoming sports event I have, with the basketball season being over. The wrestlers are heading to Coquille tomorrow. That'll be the 3A District 4 tournament, and hoping to get some kids to the state, into the state tournament with that. And so, of course, next week on Rogue Talk, we'll be covering the results of that tournament and let you know how the all the great wrestlers from Rogue River did this weekend. And for those of you that have been following the wrestling, I did see today that they normally have that as a 2-day tournament, but they got it down to just a 1-day tournament. And that'll be tomorrow in Coquille. So good luck to the wrestlers for that. So now, that was the only announcement that I had on the sports schedule. So let's get back to Paula. We had talked to Paula about her different jobs at the school and, of course, the Booster Club. But there's another thing Paula does that I think is kind of cool, and I think my wife really likes, because she's got a lot of, I don't know if this is the right word, but a lot of costume jewelry, meaning it, I mean, at least what I see that as, is it's not just like a chain and a pendant, but it's got some more substance to it. And that's probably the wrong word, and I'll let Paula describe it a little better. But my wife loves that kind of stuff, so I kind of pay attention to it. But you're known as the Rogue Beater on Facebook. So tell me about that business.
So it started out as a stress relief valve, you know, for those days when you come home and you're like, why am I doing this again? So I started beading, and I love rocks. I've always been a rock hound. My siblings will attest to having shoe boxes of rocks under my bed as a kid. And a huge Arrowhead collection, because I would be always looking down at the ground. And so I had a big Arrowhead collection with me and my brother share. But I love stones, so a lot of amethyst, rose quartz, all kinds of quartz, jasper. Love all that stuff. And so when I started beading, I thought, oh, this is pretty easy. This is fun. And I love adding the different textures of stones and crystals and wood. I don't like to use anything artificial, plastics. So I like the real stones and the real druzy quartz, all that fun stuff. I know Jeff's eyes are glazing over
right now because
he has no clue what I'm talking about.
No, I do. Okay. I do a little bit. In fact, when we were kids, we had one of those rock tumblers.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I used to love how the change of, you know, you throw these rocks in that don't look like anything and you get done with them and it's like, wow, the difference.
Wow.
So I did have some interest in that, not like you do. Mm-hmm. But I do. My wife has become a queen of clearance at Fred Meyer, and she and she loves the showy pieces. Now, they're not the super nice things like you're making. I've seen some of the pieces, but it's that style. It's mm-hmm. It's like a beading. Yeah, I mean, it's beading, but it doesn't have kind of the nice elements that you're putting into your work. So what where do you sell? How do you, I mean, I've seen the Facebook page, and I know a while back you, Umpqua Bank let you do a little show in there.
Yeah, I did a show in there.
Where else do you sell your
right
pieces?
Now, I'm just kind of in limbo. I'm not sure if I want to build a website or what. But I do have a catalog down at my friend's salon, Sheer Attitude. Marcy Gray is awesome and let me put a catalog down there that people can actually look through and see all the pictures of all the beautiful stuff. And then if they want something, they can just give me a call and I'll be glad to get it to them. They can go on Facebook and look at the Rogue Beater and shoot me a message and I'll ship them something. I have a way to process payment, so that's okay.
Cool.
But yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So what, I mean, this is probably not a fair question, but what is the average piece cost?
I try and keep it pretty reasonable because I don't think it should cost an arm and a leg to have something that looks really nice like it cost an arm and a leg. So anywhere from $15 to the most expensive thing I have is $150. But probably the average is probably around $30 to $35.
Okay, so what kind of elements, you know, a piece that would be $150, let's say, is there something, certain special materials you're using that makes that more expensive?
It would be the materials, the quality of, like, the freshwater pearls that are, the one that's $150 that I have. It's just the quality grade of the freshwater pearls that are on it, or the focal piece stone, the size of it and what it is. So, yeah, it's just basically the materials. I don't like to I mean, I'm doing this for myself, so I don't want to turn around and then gouge somebody.
No.
So I just feel like, if I can make a little bit, you know, and sell it, great. You know, sometimes it's hard to sell them, though. They're like, oh, that's turned out so nice. It's like your little baby. I can't sell that, but I can't also wear 350 necklaces. Yeah. My husband reminds me that. No,
you can. Well, I would maybe argue with that statement because my wife is sure giving it a shot.
Then she needs to come see me.
I thought about that, and if she was available on Fridays, I would have made you bring some pieces down so she could see. Of course, then she'd make me buy her some, but that'd be okay. That's a win-win for me. I get to support my friend Paula.
I did bring you two pieces.
You
here,
did.
So.
Well, let's get those out. So. I know the people can't see them, but I can describe them here, and I'm completely ignorant of this stuff, so this ought to be interesting. Okay, now that's got a lot of weight to it.
That does.
And
it's like
it's got some geometric shape to the stones. What kind of pieces are those?
This is a jasper that's been dyed. Yeah, and it's sort of graduated.
Oh yeah, this has got a lot of weight to it, and these are really pretty. The main color of the stones is black, but there's some kind of pearling in some of them. There's a little bit of, you know, pinkish color. I mean, this is really, really pretty. And then, of course, the accents are kind of a pink color. So any of you that know my wife would know that I'm glad she's not here now because she loves pink. And that piece would be very interesting. Now, this other one is a little more elegant looking. What kind of pieces are on that?
I always pronounce these darn things wrong.
I pronounced your name wrong.
That's
so.
All right. This is lapis lazuli stone, and it's graduated rondelles with some crystals in between for accent and earrings to go with it. It's very beautiful blue.
Yeah, that's a really deep, pretty blue and some gold accents. And, of course, you know, this is terrible radio. I get that. But I am glad that she brought these in so I could see, because sometimes you see the pictures and you don't really know what you're looking at. There was, I think I commented, one of them had a lot of purple in it, and it was a pretty piece that I liked. Of course, I don't wear these, at least not that I admit.
That purple heart might look pretty good on you.
It might. That would go good with my heels, because I told the girls at the Miss Rogue River, I says, if you need any help walking in your heels, I can definitely help you with that. they all looked at me kind of funny, but
nobody took you up on that offer?
No. I can barely walk in flat shoes. But so I would encourage everybody, go to the Rogue Beater on Facebook. There's tons of pictures there. And if there's anything that interests you there and you are not local, get a hold of Paula or get a hold of me, and I'll set that up for you. But I just think it's some really neat stuff. I had noticed a couple of years back, Paula would post something here and there, and I didn't know about the Rogue Beater yet. And I was like, wow, those are interesting. So I kind of dug into that a little bit more, because again, it's the kind of jewelry that would interest my wife. So of course I have to take an interest in that. I mean, I'm not dumb.
No. See, Valentine's Day just came and went. How'd you do?
I did okay.
You did okay.
I hand delivered the flowers to her work. So I got a lot of brownie points for that hand delivery.
Oh, nice.
So the tulips didn't hold up as well as I had hoped, which is kind of what happens with tulips. But she loves tulips and she loves pink, so I did my best. So I did okay, but her birthday is next month, so I may have to hit you up for something that I think she'll like from your collection. So definitely I would encourage you to look up the Rogue Beater on Facebook and get a hold of Paula. And it sounds like the prices are very reasonable. I mean, we're buying plastic junk at the store on clearance for, you know, $7-$8 on clearance. So if you're selling pieces that are as nice as what you brought here and they're, you know, in that range we talked about, this is some really nice stuff at really reasonable price. And it's helping Paula relieve her stress. So, I mean, I think that's the most...
you just go buy more beads.
That's
more
the most important thing here. We have to buy from her so she can buy more stuff and keep that stress relief going, because she wears a lot of hats. I mentioned that on one of my posts on Facebook promoting today's show. And so Paula does a lot of stuff. She's involved in lots of things. Looks like your husband likes to get you out in the wilderness quite a bit. Is that something you enjoyed before, or did he drag you into that?
Nah, that's something I've liked before. He's more so now with the getting into shooting more guns, but I've always been an outdoor person. I've retired from playing softball myself. You know, there comes a day you got to hang those cleats up, you know. So
yeah, I did it earlier than you did, I think, but I came to the point where physically I could still do it, but it was like, yeah, this adolescent behavior is probably not the best thing for me.
I figure 50 years of playing softball or coaching was, you know, the mind is going, yeah, run to third, and your body's going, are you nuts? Hello? Well, stop it first.
Well, and I kind of learned that coaching basketball. I couldn't coach basketball without participating. You know, when we would scrimmage, I had to play. And so it was a good thing I was coaching middle school girls, because I could keep up with them. Any older? No. And none of the boys. I can't keep up with them anymore. So, yeah. Although Cameron will get mad at me for saying this, but we haven't played a lot of one-on-one. Our basketball court at home is on gravel, so it's not the most fun to compete on. But the last time we played one-on-one, I had a come-from-behind victory. I was down about 7 points, and I came back and beat him. So just thought I'd throw that out there, rub that in, rub a little salt in that wound there, Cameron. But it's okay. He's having a lot of fun playing on the high school team, and I never played high school ball. I played recreational during high school. I played church league, and that was quite the experience. But I never played, so I got to give him a lot of credit. He's playing on the high school teams and doing a pretty good job.
That's awesome. Yeah, but he's just great. He's a great kid.
Well, and this is another reason to like you. You're big on softball, and I tell you know, no offense to the baseball team, but I covered both baseball and softball last year, and I so enjoy doing the softball. My brother and I used to just live at the local park that had men's ASA top level tournaments at least once a month. It was probably more than that, and we would spend the whole weekend down there. And when the team that played in that area went away, that's when we started going to the Oakland A's games. But but before that, it was fast pitch softball. I mean, we'd spend all weekend game after game after game. And in fact, later on, he umpired some of their games, and so that was always fun.
Yeah, softball's great.
Softball.
If Dennis could suck me in again and again and again every year, you know, he would. But I think last year was... I'm finally done.
Yeah.
Finally done.
Well, I share that love with you on that. And we're about out of time. I want to give you one quick chance, give a shout out to your favorite football team that managed to pull off a pretty amazing victory. So go ahead. I'm going to let you. I can't stand them, but I'm going to let you.
Sorry, Kelly Gibson. But yes, the Patriots are awesome. Oh, and St. Louis Cardinals as well.
Oh, okay. So there's a shout out for the Patriots, despite the fact that 99% of the country can't stand them. But my Raiders did make the playoffs. They stunk, but they made it. I didn't see the Broncos there though. But we're out of time. Thanks for being with me, Paula.
Thanks, Jeff.
And be good to one another, because Rogue Talk is over.
To Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
Listen to Rogue Talk with Jeff Smith Fridays at 3 p.m. right here on Rogue River's Hometown Voice.
94.3 The Bridge.
Or on demand at 943thebridge.com.